So we've come to the end of Big Brother 2006, and I'd like to congratulate the winner, Camilla. She was an excellent housemate.
Jamie won, Tim.
What?
Jamie won.
No, he didn't. So anyway, Camilla was a great housemate, and I wish her all the best from behindbigbrother.com, and good luck with the nightclub rounds.
I'm a huge fan, and I look forward to listening to it as I do all of yours on Behind Big Brother.
No, but seriously, I don't think Jamie was...
deserving?
No. He didn't deserve to win one bit. He just moped around the house, and especially after the whole Katie dramas, it got really bad.
I'm 100% certain that the only reason that he won is because of him and Katie. Everyone latched onto Katie because she was pretty, and she had fun in the house and whatnot, and then Jamie, who's the kind of boring one, well, what we saw in the house, is I don't think he's that boring outside, but that was, I think, the only reason that he won. Apparently, the votes were 50-50, as we saw, which is, you know, you can make what you will of them, but maybe they swapped it around and Camilla was actually supposed to win.
Now, you're saying about Katie having an effect on Jamie winning. Well, she was there and she was in front of the audience for quite a while before the eviction lines closed. So, I mean, that probably helped his case.
Yeah, and the votes were 50-50, inverted commas, before the housemates started going in and watching all the footage. And then as soon as they kissed, well, they did that 5-minute long pash that looked like something out of the OC. The camera even span around and the lights dimmed and all the rest of it. And then shortly after that, we had another reading from the votes and it had changed. So I think that had a huge part in it because everyone was thinking, no, they're not going to be together. And then they see it live on national television, this huge 7-minute long, whatever you call it, elope that they had. And I think that definitely swayed things. Camilla had nothing like that. She had her friend who came on, but that wasn't anything.
All of the people there to support Camilla, especially her father, it was sort of like a wet blanket syndrome, a killjoy. When Gretel was talking to her father, again, for that matter, he says, oh, without Camilla, the house has been dead. And there's sort of like this really awkward silence, hush over the auditorium. And Camilla and Gretel was sort of just like, oh, well, at least we all got to share in Camilla's personality.
It was funny to see Anna, how she was so rude to Camilla when they were... Camilla and Jamie obviously saw almost everything of the show, which I'll talk about in a minute. But when they were talking, when Gretel was talking to Anna and said something, and Anna was like, yeah, you know, I didn't really like her all that much. And Camilla, you could see her in the background, her lips going, I can hear you. And then she pulled the most awful face, and Anna's going to get a big bitch slap when Camilla sees her at the after party, which has probably already happened.
Okay, so maybe we should rewind and talk about the Sunday night eviction first, which I thought was more entertaining than the finale, really.
I didn't watch all of it because I was out, but the bits that I did catch and the bit that I watched over today, I wouldn't say it as more interesting as tonight's show. I think tonight's show, in its own right, had a lot of good parts. It had the bad parts too. Sunday's was good for me because of the shock of David going. I honestly did not expect him to go. Even though the centre bet odds and that were not in his favour, I definitely didn't expect him to go. Max, we all knew he was going to go.
I was really glad that Max was evicted because really that guy, he's such a tosspot. I don't like him one bit.
I was happy that he got evicted first. If he had got evicted second, he might have thought that the public like him. Oops.
Well, he was prancing around like an idiot and he dresses really badly.
I know. What was with that orange or yellow shirt that he was wearing? That was horrendous.
And then his sort of attempts to crack on to Gretel, I didn't quite know what was going on there. I was a bit sus trying to get Gretel to dance on the stage like that.
She looked so appalled when he pulled her down and did a dance move with her or whatever. I wish we had a camera shot from up above because her face would have just been pure horror. It would have been hilarious to see. And when he let go of her, she sort of got up all flustered and was like, oh, let's get on with the interview then.
And then she was almost flirting with him in the finale as well. Did you notice that?
No.
I don't know, because we all know that Gretel likes younger boys. I mean, younger men. So maybe there was something going on there. Like, and someone's posted a prediction on the forums right now that Gretel and Max will end up together.
We'll see them on the Saxon. The Isle of Saxon, yeah. We'll see them on the shores of a Brisbane beach soon in front of NW.
On Sunday night's eviction, Greta Colleen looked like Madonna in her Love Profusion video clip. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Ah, I'm over it, lovey.
Hi, guys. I really enjoyed the Bluetooth podcast. God, it was bloody funny. You guys are showing a real human face. At last. I really, really enjoyed it. And, you know, it reminded me, it's so high camp on Offord Street in Sydney. Okay, Big Brother, Camilla or David to win. Bye-bye.
And then the second big event of the Sunday night eviction was the whole gay reunion.
Gay reunion. You know what I thought was the most hilarious thing out of all that? Was the fact that they couldn't even... They were so stingy, they didn't even get the actual Belinda Carlisle song. They got some dodgy folk band from the local RSL to record this. Oh, I wish we had a sound clip to play. But it was just... It was really, really cheesy. I don't even think David could hear it. And they, Gretel goes, so what's the song? And he goes, oh, you know that Belinda Carlisle song, rara. And then Gretel goes, cue the music, brother. And it wasn't even the right song. It was just some shit version.
I was really disgusted when I heard it. It was like, yeah, it was...
You can't put in words how horrendous that song was.
It was a weird old man sort of groaning out this tune.
With like a ukulele or a fiddle or something like that.
I can't believe David did not win. He was supposed to win. Thanks a lot, you stupid Camilla and Jamie fans. If I knew who you guys were, I would hunt you down and slap you numerous times with a trout or a turkey in this case, you bloody homophobes. David was like Mother Teresa, inspiration. He came on Big Brother to educate us and try to help poofs and lemons in this stupid, horrible society. I can't pronounce it. Society? Society? Social? Society? I don't know. Shut up. I'm only in grade 4 or something. So big thanks to you, David. You rock. Because I like you so much, I'm going to sing this song for you. Your song and Cherie's.
All my love is you that I dream of. All my love is that I could be.
And now there's this big sort of controversy going on with it. David and Sharif did a lot of hugging on stage.
Hugging.
Hugging. And they didn't really kiss or pash or whatever.
I expected a huge smooch as they were running down the aisle. And then, running down the aisle, as they were running down that eviction plank, whatever you want to call it. I expected instead of this huge hug, oh my God, I expected a big kiss then and everyone would be like, oh, but it just didn't happen.
Well, obviously, it was set up by Big Brother, and the conspiracy theories is that Sharif didn't really want to be in the relationship, and the Big Brother sort of just got him out on stage, and that's why they didn't kiss. And there was a point where they were going to kiss, and the camera sort of pulled away. Once people started talking about this, I watched the footage again, and it just doesn't look so genuine a second time round.
People were talking about when Gretel goes, okay, come sit down, you can hug and whatever later. We've got to watch the footage of David in the house. And then, you know, have this little box down the bottom with the footage of the housemate. And people
kept disappearing and then coming back.
Yeah, but it does that every eviction. If you go back and watch, every eviction, it just disappears at random intervals and then the person comes back. And people were saying, oh, they were just about to kiss and then it disappeared. I don't think that's the case. I think it just, even if on tonight's show, it disappeared a couple of times. When
it could have been a technical thing, like they could have got someone to come out and bring new microphones or a new mic battery.
Yeah, or they might have wanted to, I don't know, change the camera angle or something and not look dodgy. But I don't think it was a definite pull away. I haven't heard anything about this Sharif not wanting to be in a relationship. But the latest news release from David today was that they want to have a civil ceremony and, you know, get we can't exactly say married, but they want to be put together as such.
Be put together,
yeah, that's quote of the season. So I guess they mustn't have had that much time to talk about things. And when I saw that article about the civil ceremony, I was kind of confused because David made this big speech in the House about gay people not being able to have the same, be recognised as a couple and whatnot by the government. And I thought that he would not be against civil ceremony, but he wouldn't want to do that. If he wanted to do it, he would go for the whole marriage, go somewhere where it is legal and do that. So I don't know, I thought maybe that might have been a little bit funny, but maybe he's just caught up in the moment. But good on him for, I hope, wish those two the best.
I just wish they got the right music.
That would have actually been really, really cool.
Would have been great television if they actually got the right song.
And that song is really, really old, so I doubt the rights would have cost that much. I don't know what this sort of thing costs, but seriously, they make enough money, and they profited $500,000 because the housemates lost so much, so, you know.
And also, so funny at the end. It's the gayest car I've ever seen.
I didn't see that, but I read it on the forums, and that was pretty hilarious.
It was really funny because Gretel was trying to go, oh, here's your great new car, and I don't think it was pink. It looked quite pink under the lights.
It was kind of orangish, I think.
And David goes, oh, the gayest car I've ever seen.
The car actually is really, really, really horrible looking. It kind of looks like a Barina's been squashed and pushed out the back, and they've just ripped off one of the doors. I don't know what brand it is, but it's actually a really horrible car. I'm sure it's fabulous to drive, but I don't plan on driving one. Another thing that happened on Sunday, where this podcast is all out of whack, but backtracking a bit to the daily episode when the mothers and Camilla's friend went into the house, I actually thought that was pretty well done. As soon as I heard, because I was just reading on the forums, of course, we're in Perth and we get things 2 hours later than the rest of the country. But when I heard that the mothers were going in, I thought, oh God, they're going to actually get to see the housemates, and it's going to, once again, break another fundamental rule of Big Brother and the concept. But the fact that they went in and the housemates didn't know about it and didn't see them, I thought that was really well done. They could have stuffed it up by letting the housemates see them, but they didn't, even though they only had a couple of days left. So I think they did that well. And with the mothers going back in and with tonight's viewing of both the news segment and what's happened over the 100 days, it gives the housemates a look at what was shown on television, which I think is really, really good. Josh was on our podcast, last podcast, and he was talking about the psychological sort of effects that the housemates have when they don't know anything. So I think that was definitely well thought out by Big Brother and perhaps their psychologist, good old Carmel, for them to see what had actually been shown in the house and where the cameras were and get to sort of integrate back with their family and friends before they actually do leave the house, so they're not just thrown into it and it's such a shock when they go back out.
Yeah, it was all right.
Here I go for this big spiel and you have two words to say.
Well, I'm glad that they didn't get to meet their parents. Because on the finale night, Gretel made a big deal about how they're isolated from the world, when really this season's been the most unisolated yet.
Mm, definitely.
Putting the mums in to make their beds, it's a nice gimmick. It did bring a bit of variety because it got really dead. Because I was away for the last 10 days, and it did give some variety to the show when I got back.
I was really happy that they didn't throw in a mobile plug, like at least they watched it on the plasma and not on a tiny pixelated screen. At least they did that well.
Well, the whole dinner thing in the diary room, having a date with Big Brother, already done. They did it in Big Brother UK. It's the final time I'll say it on this podcast. They already did it in Big Brother UK.
Well, that's not a shock to anyone, though.
But it was really weird because in the UK one, the Big Brother voice is a normal voice and it changes. I have different people as Big Brother all the time. Whereas in Australia, there's some stupid rule that says the Big Brother voice has to always sound scary and always has to be the same person. And Camilla, how are you feeling tonight? I mean, who wants to answer that voice?
I think my entire household was cracking up when he did the growl / roar thing. I mean, that was funny. It did add some humour to an otherwise boring... I spoke about it last podcast about how boring the season gets down.
It was funny. They're just prodding at their meals going, oh, yeah, it's quite nice. It's
yeah. Quite nice. And I've noticed no one ate anything.
Waiting in anticipation for Big Brother's next... How are you feeling, Camilla? How are you feeling, Jamie?
And also have you just like my own ice sculpture?
What the hell was that?
It was a seahorse.
Maybe we can. It already melted too fast. Yeah, like we can. And David said, "Oh, not bad for Queensland," or something along those lines.
We can throw it in with the mysterious love heart, which we still haven't figured out. Other than the "I love my mum" or whatever that was shown on Sunday, no one has any idea what the ice sculpture was for or the love heart.
What was I saying?
I don't know. You were talking about the ice sculpture and the scary Big Brother voice.
Yeah, well, they were sort of just waiting in anticipation for Big Brother's next question. They didn't seem to be very enthralled.
Maybe they were so shocked that Big Brother hadn't said, "Well, it would have been all. That is all."
It would have been quite a shock that they weren't rushed out of the diary room and Big Brother was actually asking them questions for once.
Yeah, which is actually interesting viewing.
Hi, all. It's Brett from Logan. I went to the second last eviction on Sunday night, where we saw Max and David get evicted out of the Big Brother house. Now, for those that are wondering, there has been quite a bit of talk about the attempted attack on Dave as he, just before he made his way down the walkway, a gentleman did seem to try to spear tackle him. However, he was tackled to the ground by security guards who escorted him out of the area. Shortly after, another guy was escorted out of the audience area by security guards. I spoke to one of the security guards at the end of tonight's show who told me that the gentleman, it is now a police matter, and the police are dealing with him, and the other gentleman who they escorted out was with the guy during the show, so a mate or something, and they thought that they better get him out in case he had anything else as well. So two people evicted out of the audience area. Dave was unscathed. However, certainly a bit of excitement at the second last eviction. See you later, Rob. Bye.
When David did actually come out on the eviction stage, he looked really scared. And he wasn't really answering the questions, and he was a bit distracted by Sharif. And even before Sharif came out, I mean, a guy lunged at him from the audience.
Yeah, what was the update you posted that it was actually a friend?
Apparently, this is David told Nova FM in the Eastern States that it was a friend of his that jumped out and was trying to tell him who won some AFL game or something. And,
Well, we've talked about in previous seasons what the security is like at the evictions, taking signs off people. And it was pretty hilarious watching a big sort of fat-ish security guard jump on this poor guy. Well, not poor guy, he was trying to do something to David. But it was David, maybe, I don't know if that freaked him out because he sort of laughed that off as he was walking down the eviction plank.
He looked really nervous, in my opinion.
Did he look like that at the, I can't remember that far back, to the launch night? Did he sort of look like that? Maybe he was just scared of talking to Gretel or being...
Well, I don't blame him being scared of Gretel. I mean,
she is Gretel.
Yeah, I mean, like, lots of people are scared of witches and stuff. But yeah, anyway, he did look really nervous and on stage. It didn't look like the same David that we saw in the house.
Well, I'd rather see David's nervousness than Max's twattiness.
Oh, God, yes.
I think that's a perfect cue. We're going to put this as a two-parter. This is our part one, Monday part, Sunday part, which you obviously would have gathered by now. And part two is our Monday part. So, listen to that, y'all. Don't edit it, just leave it.